In parts of West Africa, traditional remedies used in religions like voodoo or juju are as popular as Western medicines. In Togo, in the capital city Lomé, the local fetish market is a source of potions for just about any ailment or simply for good luck. NPR's Ophabia Quist Arkton goes shopping.
Children sing a song used in purification rites. On the outskirts of Lomé, tucked away down a dirt road, sits the fetish market, le marché des fétiches.
Then we are in the fetish market now, and this place is be like a pharmacy for everybody in the world. When somebody have a sickness now, even if the sickness is not for hospital, then we send you to the fetish market here.
Joseph Agbomayibi is a herbalist from the neighboring country, Benin, but runs his market store here in Togo. He's one of the traditional healers at the fetish market, who sells supplies and make up potions, powders, and remedies.
Here now, we have a different kind of animal's head. This here now, we have a different of bird, vultures, and the owl, we have chameleon, the head of a snake, viper, cobras, skin of a tiger, lion, hyena.
Agbomayibi, nicknamed the doctor, leads this reporter through the dusty, fetid fetish market, among rows and rows of stalls, hawking meat piles of hundreds of all manner of dried animals, birds and crustaceans, and skulls and skeletons.
That is the tortoise head, then we grind it with the herbs. And after that, we have to put it on the fire. She has to be like a black powder.
Inside the voodoo market, taking center stage, is the market fetish itself, erected for protection. It's a messy bonfire mix of birds' beaks and feathers, snake skin and other animal pelts, and a wooden statue bound together with dried blood. It's a quiet day and the traders, men and women, are lounging by their goods, hoping for customers. Amid the sellers, slightly offset from the main market in his shrine, was the fetish priest and voodoo chief of the market. Chanting incantations, he was offering spiritual benediction and healing powers at a price. Faced with a reporter, he came up with an instant prescription. You need a telephone talisman, said the fetish priest. And so a tiny little keychain-sized wooden doll goes through the motions and is handed over as a good luck charm.
And this is one of the spiritual power. Then we call it Sudeme. And English people call it telephone fetish for the traveling one. Then if you want to travel from Togo to America, take it with your left hand.
Addressing skeptics, Agbomayibi, the traditional healer, said customers from all over the world come to the fetish market in Lomé in search of healing.
If you came here with your problem, he can help you. He doesn't use the black magic, only the white magic to help everybody in the world. When the people came here, they said that they need black African power.
These teenage boys, just out of school, perform one of the songs reserved for the special Lomé fetish market cleansing ceremony held once a year. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News at the fetish market in Lomé.